Tony and Mike in the Morning on WICC 600. Presented by Steve Basso Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Everything's better with Basso.
All right, it's 9:08. Tony and Mike in the Morning. Thanks for having a second cup of coffee here with us on WICC 600. With me here on the telephone line is attorney Bruce Elskin, and he's with Goldman, Grutter, and Woods, and we're going to talk to him a little bit. Bruce, how you doing this morning?
Good morning. Happy to be here.
All right. So glad you are here. Now, you were recently involved in a case which Connecticut Supreme Court has set a legal precedent. The case involves an individual's right to privacy based on what is known as HIPAA. Can you tell us what exactly is HIPAA and what does it do?
Well, HIPAA was a law enacted by the Congress of the United States back in 1996, and important to our case is that it governs patient confidentiality of the health information that we provide to our doctors and other medical providers.
All right. And can you give us some details of the actual case?
Sure. The case involved a subpoena that was issued on a medical office. And the medical office, instead of complying with the standards that HIPAA set forth, disclosed the entirety of my client's medical file, very private and personal information. And so we brought an action against the medical office, claiming that they were negligent in releasing the information because they didn't follow the standards that HIPAA required.
So, go ahead, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
And the Supreme Court ruled that we could pursue a cause of action here in Connecticut in negligence against the medical office. When they passed HIPAA, Congress said that we couldn't sue for a violation of HIPAA in federal court or what's known as a private right of action. So what we did was we sued for negligence using the standards that HIPAA sets forth as the standard of care below which would be negligent, similar to if we drive a car. When we drive a car, there's a statute, let's say, that says you must stop at a stop sign. If you don't stop at the stop sign and you hit another person and they get hurt, the individual who gets hurt can sue, claiming that they were negligent in not stopping at the stop sign, using the statute as the standard of care. And we did that here in Connecticut, saying that it was negligent for the doctor not to follow the standards set forth in HIPAA.
Okay, but what should they have done differently? Because I'm thinking now, if I'm subpoenaed, being the kind of guy I am, I'm going to be like, oh, okay, all right, here's everything. Here, take it away. I mean, what should they have done that should have been differently?
That's a very good question. HIPAA has very specific regulations that apply when there's a subpoena that's been issued seeking someone's private health information. And there's really three things that they should have done which they did not do, the most important of which is notify the patient that their subpoena has been issued. In our case, they never told their patient, my client, that a subpoena had been issued, and she had no idea that the subpoena existed. So the first thing they should have done is notify the patient, which they didn't do. The second thing is they should show up in court and to determine what parts of their file should be disclosed, because in this case, the subpoena was issued in a paternity action, and instead of providing information that related only to that one issue, they supplied the entirety of the file, and it was an OBGYN file, which contained numerous very private things that were disclosed to her doctor. And so they should have sought to only provide what was necessary under the law to address that one issue and not provide the entirety of her file, which contained numerous other things that had no bearing on the paternity issue.
All right, there you go. We're talking with attorney Bruce Elskin from Goldman, Grutter, and Woods. So in your case, what did the Supreme Court rule?
They ruled that we weren't bringing a private right of action under HIPAA, but we were bringing a negligence case using HIPAA as the standard of care, and they permitted us to proceed to trial, and we expect to go to trial probably within the next year here in Bridgeport.
Now, before this case, people in Connecticut could sue if their privacy was breached, right?
Well, that's an open issue yet to be determined. The Supreme Court left a little issue open there. I believe the law is and will be that you can sue for breach of confidentiality, but that issue is still to be determined for sure here in Connecticut. In other states, there certainly is such a right to sue for breach of confidentiality.
Now, have any other states reached the same conclusions?
Yes, they have. There's a few other states, Missouri, North Carolina, West Virginia, have all gone the same way as our case. There's some federal cases going the other way, but it looks like the trend is to allow state courts of action based on HIPAA.
And this is a very important ruling for others in Connecticut, right?
It is, and it's a very important step to say that our private health information matters and that the medical offices must treat it with confidentiality. And when they don't, there's consequences. Before this case, there was no consequences monetarily here in Connecticut for a breach. Now there is.
Okay, and what are the next steps in the case?
Well, we'll prepare and proceed to trial, hopefully in the next year or so, to address the issues and to seek compensation for my client who was damaged by the wrongful disclosure.
All right. Is there a website for you guys that people can go to if they want more information?
Sure. Our website is www.goldgrugru.com.
Okay. Give us that one more time.
Gold, G-O-L-D, Gru, G-R-U, .com.
All right. And Bruce, I completely apologize because of Andrew, who handed me this information. His handwriting is horrible. I've been calling you Bruce Elskin. It's actually Bruce Elstein. I'm real sorry
it
about
is,
that.
No problem. Many have had a mistake like that. No problem.
Very embarrassing.
Happy to be with you.
All right, Bruce, thank you so much for taking a few minutes. Thanks so much.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
All right, there you have it. It's 9:15 now here at WACC 600. Good morning.